Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain.
And Mark.
So I'm trying to get a handle on exactly what the plan is, and it doesn't seem like they've really quite got it all figured out yet in the states that are planning on reopening. So they're making a big to-do about, we care about you little people out there. We're going to reopen. Freedom. Freedom's coming back. Don't worry. But then when you actually look at the details, the devil, of course, is within them, and it is quite a nasty devil indeed, because it's not going to look any, whatever it ends up looking like, it's all, they're signaling already to get to prepare people that there's a new normal, and that it's not going to be the way that it once was.
Remember the party. Well, obviously, we wouldn't remember, but there was a huge party to be had the day that Prohibition ended in the United States. But if you look at government expansion, presuming that Prohibition's just a blip on the radar, government intrusion in the area of liquor had increased exponentially. Prior to Prohibition, you could brew your own beer and distill your own liquor and sell it and do whatever you wanted, basically without with impunity. There might have been some zoning laws, but not very many.
No licensing, none of that, right?
Neighborhood bars were prevalent. People could stagger home and all kinds of these things. Now, granted, I wouldn't want to live directly next to the neighborhood bar, but people chose to do that. It probably affected their property value, whatever the case may be. I don't care. What I care about is the government intrusion in that particular area, for my example. So government intrusion goes way up and says, you know, liquor is completely illegal for like a decade and a half or two, or I don't exactly know how long it was, but it was some time. And then when it comes back, everybody's really happy.
Right.
But now there's a license. And the license shall be given to the people, in many cases, gangsters and the well-connected. But whatever the case may be, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there.
And more restrictive than it's ever been. They're not letting it loose or anything like that.
Right.
They're limited numbers of them in some cases.
In many cases, it's only them that get to sell it.
And the government claims when they issue some new version of a license that already exists, right? Because maybe they see an opportunity for more tax revenue or
like
something
like that. Like a nano brewery?
Yeah.
Something that hadn't existed before?
They tout that as innovation.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's not innovation. New forms of licensing does not equal innovation.
Right, you're just allowing more people to do a thing they couldn't do before.
It's governments here have some
completely controlled way. So I did find a different story that's got a little bit more information, because the previous one was just like, well, there's going to be these different phases in Texas, and it's kind of left it at that. This one from TexasTribune.org says the first phase came in a series of executive orders issued Friday. One order allows for product pickup at retail stores. What Abbott described as retail to go. See, he's innovating. He's coming up with new ways to let retail go back into business. It'll begin April 24th. Outlets will be allowed to bring orders straight to customers' cars in a manner similar to how many restaurants are offering curbside pickup.
Aw, how nice.
You don't get to go shopping anymore in Texas. If you want to go and buy something from the pool store for your pool, your kids, or whatever, you know, whatever store you want to go to, you can't go in and look at the products on the shelves. So now what do you have to do? What if the store doesn't
research online, I guess, ahead of time?
Yeah. What if the store doesn't have a detailed online inventory? How many store websites have that? I mean, some of the biggest retailers have it.
Big loves big, right?
This is all about promoting the big box stores, right?
Yeah. They're small business people have all been butt wiped out at this point.
They're going to be.
Yeah.
Because it's just mind-boggling thinking about how a business who was not originally designed to be run like this is going to all of a sudden reorganize within enough time to be able to service their customers in this new way where now you got to go out into the parking lot and deliver things to all your customers in their cars.
You know, I'm kind of wondering to myself how many people in a given day prior to the COVID-1984 scare, how many people did I actually stand within 6 feet face to face with? And I just don't think the number was very high. I suspect that on a day-to-day basis, you know, accepting people that I know quite well, like people like you, that the number had to be below a half a dozen on a regular day. I mean, how many times are you within 6 feet of somebody that you're face-to-face with where they can sort of expel things from their mouth at you?
I want to go to your phone calls. We got James. He's in Ohio. James, where are you calling from in Ohio?
Well, I'm in my car.
So I meant like geographically.
I'm right across the. I'm in Gallipolis.
I've never heard of that. Well, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Haven't you heard? Don't you realize it's the public good that do you put profits and rights ahead of the lives of people and the welfare of people? My God, how can you be so greedy?
I detect a hint of sarcasm here, but, yeah. You know.
But I think it's worth pointing out.
Let's shrug.
Yeah, it's worth talking about, right? Like, so, right, profits are an indication of how well you're doing the work that you do in this world. And a world without productivity is a world, frankly, that's not very nice. You know, we will all be driven back to the savannah without productivity. Like, everything that's created has begun to deteriorate and must be maintained.
But the government will take care of us.
The government produces nothing. The government is a bunch of pedophile weirdos that
JoeBiden.info.
What's that?
JoeBiden.info.
They'll just print money, for gosh sakes.
That's right.
Yeah, they're going to do that, too.
That's the money machine going.
Okay.
This notion that profit is somehow evil, I don't know where this comes from or why it's so prevalent, but
it comes from the idea that money is bad.
Profit and rights that are evil.
Yeah, profit is the natural
right ahead of people. This is terrible. The public good is at stake.
Profit is the natural occurrence of a mutually beneficial exchange. Right. If Ian's got some audio gear that I need because I'm putting together a new album or something, and I've got, you know, I don't know, something that Ian needs, and we exchange that, we both mutually benefit and profit from that exchange.
That's why we did it.
That's why we did it, because we both benefit from it. And that is most exchanges on planet Earth between humans.
Well, we realize that you're doing a public good right now, so we're going to suspend the 10 years in prison that you would normally get for this. And we'll put you on probation.
I love that my anti-government show is considered an essential job
for now. Thanks for the call, James. I appreciate your perspective, and good hearing from you, man. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Fred. He's listening in. This can't be the right spelling of this. Montesanto, Washington?
Yeah.
Is
Montesano.
That an actual? That's the right place. Okay.
Yeah. You're on.
Okay. Monsanto. Wait. Montesano. That a corporation?
Whining about the have to go shopping over the internet. Oh, I thought everybody wanted to do it that way nowadays. I can't stand it. I want to go into the stores, and you can't go find anything anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of going in and physically, you know, examining products, because that's something you can't do on the internet.
So you can see what you're buying.
Yeah,
exactly.
And maybe you've got a question for someone. I know in a lot of retail environments, people don't have good answers, but in some cases, you can find somebody that actually knows a thing or two about the things you're
selling. Stop using the internet and quit buying all that crap from the cable companies and the internet companies. Maybe they'd quit it.
Well, the bad news is, Fred, they're going to now force everyone to shop on the internet, unless you don't have the internet, in which case I guess you're just going to have to call them on the phone and ask them all kinds of questions about the products that they have, because you won't be able to look at them. Thanks, Fred. Sounds like you're busy. Appreciate hearing from you, man. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I wonder, like, places like the hardware store. What's going to happen to these places? You know, I frequent things like that. Hardware
store,
the Home Depot.
I don't know what
size
screw I need. Yeah. I have to go try them in the hole, bring my thing that I need to put the screw in. Yeah. I need to go and see which size it is.
Or you're a carpenter, you want to check out the quality of the cut before you purchase the lumber, that kind of a thing.
This is just the beginning of this insanity. Remember, the governor of California says it's going to be a different experience at the restaurant. The man that's serving you will have a mask and some gloves on. The menu will be disposable. There will be fewer tables. How many restaurateurs are going to be happy to hear that now they can have half as many tables in their establishment? Well, guess what? Half as many jobs, too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition here. We'll continue with more of your calls and thoughts here. Plus, more of the recommendations? No, no, no. These are mandates coming down from the Texas government. We're talking specifically about them because, well, they're one of the first states to supposedly begin the process of reopening. And boy, is it going to be a process. Let me tell you, yeah. I've got specific examples of how much of a process and a hassle it's going to be for those poor business people who want to try to continue to service their customers under this new normal that we're having forced down our throats. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark in the studio here, plus Bitcoin.com. Now's the time to go and learn about cryptocurrency. The government money printers are going crazy, printing trillions of dollars, adding to the money supply. It's potential for very high inflation, although some people are saying there may even be some deflation. But either way, now's a good time to start learning about alternatives to the U.S. dollar, like cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Get on over to Bitcoin.com, and they can help you learn the basics there. I was talking with a guy last night when we were doing our nightcap, and he was like, yeah, I'm hearing about Bitcoin. It sounds really interesting. I just don't know anything about it. I'm like, well, you know what? The best way to learn about it is to get a little bit of it. Yep. Have a stake in the game. Then all of a sudden you're like, I should learn about this.
Yep.
I've got some of it. And it's not that hard to get into. In fact, Bitcoin.com can help you do that, too. So get on over to Bitcoin.com.
You can go to download the wallet and go to faucet.bitcoin.com, and they will send you a little free Bitcoin Cash.
A little. Right. You can do that at Bitcoin.com.
Real quick, I just got a ping. There is... anybody listening in Washington State, there is an economy closure protest Sunday, ooh, April 19th from 1 to 2 p.m. Meridian and Telegraph in Bellingham, Washington.
Sunday, which one? This Sunday, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Yeah, hey, did you guys hear Bill Gates and Tony Fauci, the technocrats, on their way to make the vaccination? They don't want us leaving our houses for 18 months because, God forbid, there's not a vaccination, and we don't all get the vaccination. We're all going to die, man.
Yeah, so vaccinations don't prevent these things from happening. So for them to say...
leave our houses, man.
Everybody's going to automatically think that, oh, well, that makes sense because, yeah, if we have the vaccination, then we won't get we won't get sick. We'll be vaccinated against it.
So, except they have to keep coming out with new vaccinations because it's always mutating, right?
Right. So, for one, my amateur opinion is that there should be a different word for a viral vaccination than there is for the other sorts of vaccinations because it gets complicated. But I would remind people about the flu vaccine. All right, the flu vaccine is, and sometimes it's a great idea to get. Other times it's completely useless to get because they have to guess about 18 months in advance what kind of flu is going to be around, which one there is. And so getting the flu vaccine, if you have no reaction to it, I have a terrible reaction to it, but if you have no reaction to it, fine, take it if you get it at work, whatever. But it may or may not protect you, just depending on the situation. It's like wearing a bulletproof vest to a knife fight. It doesn't make a difference.
Exactly, man, exactly. And who the hell gave Bill Gates any authority to give us any kind of medical advice about vaccinations and all that? You know, his dad's a eugenist, and he comes from a family that wants to kill the whole population of the world anyway.
I have no idea. I've heard the accusations. I don't know. But I will say that there's a certain... Well, for one, when they put financial incentives for African countries to give everybody a polio vaccine, but they don't give them the polio vaccine to give out, and those African countries choose the cheapest polio vaccine, which is the live virus vaccine, and then that vaccine causes an outbreak of polio where there wasn't one. Yeah, that's a problem.
This is the grossest display of greed and power grabbing that I've seen in the 41 years I've been on this.
If you remember what airports looked like pre-TSA, and then okay. you compare that to what airports look like post-TSA. That same process is happening now to small businesses.
It's insane. John, thanks.
100%.
Yep,
God.
It's insane. I'm totally with you, John. I've never seen anything like this. It is way worse than the post-9/11 insanity. People are absolutely infected by fear. In fact, that was actually my favorite sign. There were a bunch of really cool signs at the protest today here in New Hampshire. There was one guy wearing a V mask.
Yeah.
The movie V for Vendetta. And he had a sign up that said, "The real virus is fear."
Yes.
Mm.
And I just thought that was really poignant. We continue with Gene the Christian Anarchist on our Discord lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Gene.
Segue right into my topic, which is fear. And this is exactly what I'm seeing. And I've never seen it. Again, this is something I haven't seen in my whole lifetime. I saw it after 9/11. To some extent,
mm-hmm.
but now we have, and I'm going to lay it on stupidity, and I'm not necessarily picking on the American people for being stupid, because this seems to be a human trait. It's humanity itself that falls for these tricks time and time and time again of scaring the bejesus out of people and then attempting to provide some kind of a cure for their fear. And
pacifier.
The cure always has hooks attached to it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
bait. And now I understand that, you know, these things, they never let a emergency go to waste. You know, they will glam onto
right.
it and use it to grab more power. And now I understand that they are attempting to insert all kinds of new restrictions into stimulus bills.
Yeah.
So the coming stimulus bills are going to have restrictions on firearms, on, you know, what you can do with your time, whether you can say certain things, freedom of speech, firearms ownership. All of these things are going to be restricted in the stimulus bills.
Well, and as a guy in the medical profession, Gene, the government or the goons known as government are positioning themselves to be the new medicine police.
Yep.
They are. And this is something that the FDA has been my arch enemy for quite a while now, ever since we got into medicine, actually, because we see how they control medicine and restrict the practice of medicine. You are not allowed to do certain things because it's outside the norm. You know, if you wanted to, even if you got the patient's permission, if you said, you know what, this is something that we understand is helping some people. If you'd like to try it, I can prescribe it for you. But no, if you prescribe that for them and it's outside of the accepted practice, then you're going to, even if they don't sue you, even if the patient loves the results and says, hey, this was great, I feel way better. If the board finds out, the medicine board finds out, they can come after you, even though your patient is perfectly happy. So it's just more control that we have to deal with every day.
Oh, you want to talk about control? Wait till you hear the proposals, the details on how these Texas businesses are going to be allowed to supposedly reopen. I've got some pretty sick stuff coming up here. Thank you, Gene. More with your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855. You want to talk about micromanagement of business? Wait till you hear this. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese. She's like 22. Lab Floyd, Black Lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
USA.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says some states are going ahead with plans to at least partly reopen things during the coronavirus pandemic.
Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Ohio, North Dakota, and Idaho have advised non-essential businesses to prepare for a phased opening starting May 1st.
Health experts say moving too quickly could cost lives. They're asking for a lot more testing to be done around the country so they can get a better idea where the disease hotspots are or will be. Florida is among the states trying to get back to business. Governor Ron DeSantis is looking at the closed schools.
We spoke with a lot of folks throughout the state. There was some differing opinions. Some parents were not interested in their kids going back. Some others, it's been tough around the house. They would have liked to have seen them go back.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you join us here on the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Some of the scary, Orwellian, creepy police state, authoritarian medical state tactics. I guess police state's not quite accurate. But
dude, can I do my George Orwell impression?
Oh, yeah, what does he sound like?
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Boy, did I call it or what?
Yeah. That's coming up. Details, ugly, ugly details about the supposed reopening in Texas. We'll tell you about that coming up. But also, Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. Intercoin.org. You can invest in the project person and potentially make some big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Jeff in Daytona, listening to WNDB. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Thanks very much for having me on tonight.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, out there running around at supermarkets and things when I go in, I've just noticed people are just falling so much in line with the protocol. And it about, what was it, about 20 years ago or so when the movie Coming to America with Eddie Murphy, you know, came out?
Jeez, it has to be
that was more than 20. That was the 1980s.
Oh, my God. Well, anyhow, and the bride that was bred for him since birth showed up, and he wanted to go and find his bride. And he had her jumping up and down on one foot and barking like a dog, and she said, I'll do anything for you. But honest to God, that's how I feel every time I go up. And people are wearing these masks, and they're getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, like the World War II gas masks with the whole hang. And they're, like, looking at me, and I'm walking around without a mask on. And a couple times I get on the aisle the wrong way. They have, like, arrows on the floor.
They're doing the one-way aisles, too?
Oh, my
so
God.
Ridiculous.
Even in the produce department where, you know, the bins of apples only come up to your waist, and they have, like, little aisle markers and they have signs up.
If you go past the oranges and then think, oh, I need to get an orange, do you have to, like, go all the way around
through
the toothpaste aisle and back through to the produce?
And what exactly happens if you don't?
Well, nothing.
Well, I could ask you to leave.
I'm getting looks like people, like if I had pulled out a gun and pointed at the monitor.
Right, they're relying on social pressure as well here, right? So it's not just the rules of the store, the government threats, but also social pressure, this whole quarantine shaming thing, people staring daggers at you or reporting you.
Promoting the snitch culture, too.
Totally.
When I see people's eyes past these masks, I'm not assigning any feelings to them because I have no idea what they're trying to transmit to me. It requires a face to transmit at least some kind of information, and we don't have one.
Yes. 90% of all communication is nonverbal, and you look at these people and you say, are they trying to say, hooray, I'd like to do it if my wife would let me? Or are they trying to say, I'd like to, like, murder you or something? But it's just so, by saying it's an unseen enemy, it's a germ, you can't see it, using all the war talk, we're at war, you know, and the troops on the front line and all this kind of stuff. Yep. They have people so jazzed up that I have actually seen people now parking, like, further and further apart. Before, it used to be, you come out and somebody would be, like, right next to your car. Now people are parking in the parking lot like they're afraid of someone or the germs are going to jump.
It's so ridiculous, and it's so paranoid. And you know what? They try to transmit the idea that this is somehow pro-human, that this is going to save lives. We all just jump through all these hoops and do all these, you know, things that will save people. But the reality is they're just driving wedges between people. Now people look at each other as though they're a disease carrier, that they're carrying this, you know, deadly. Oh, you could be. It could be you. It could be you. And they're trying to stay away from each other. And now they've got masks on, so you can't see their expressions. You can't see their faces. Like when the cops put on dark sunglasses, you can't see their eyes.
Right.
Well, now you can see their eyes, but you can't see anything else. You've got plexiglass up everywhere now. Every retail establishment seems to have plexiglass that's gone up, putting another barrier between you and any other semblance of humanity. Oh, make sure you don't get too close to people. Make sure you wash your hands. I got some crazy stuff coming here from the Texas Department of Health and Human Services. Jeff, thanks for your call. I'm glad some people out there are still maintaining their sanity on this.
Well, the backlash against this, too, what's not seen is what's going to happen. There are 22 million or so freshly unemployed people. I believe that's accurate.
Yep. I got a headline that in Los Angeles, it's about more than half of the people don't have jobs anymore.
Yeah, so a sudden large number of unemployed people combined with the closing of most small businesses as far as restaurants and, you know, whatever's deemed non-essential, if that goes on for much longer, the backlash, the results of that is going to be far worse than anybody catching this virus.
Speaking of closing businesses, Ryan is on the line with us in Villa Park, Illinois. Ryan.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you guys had any insight or theories as to why Purse.io was closing down. I got an email from them the other day.
I've got a theory. Amazon isn't delivering products that everybody wants to buy. Amazon is focusing on only delivering the so-called essential products.
Yep.
So if you try to place an order for something non-essential, then Amazon gives you a notice like, yeah, this might come in like a month or two or something. We'll kind of get it to you whenever we feel like it. Well, the idea behind Purse.io, which is a site we've promoted for years here on
Free Talk. Purse.com.
Doesn't matter now, Mark. They're going out of business. They're going to be gone. You can't put a new order in after next week, basically. So if you want to get an order in, now's your last chance, basically. how much have we saved at this website over the last, what, 4 or 5 years?
Thousands
of dollars, because I bought everything on Amazon through this website, saveitpurse.com. But part of the whole buying process is you've got somebody on the other end who wants to get your Bitcoin. Essentially, you're paying for things with Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash.
Right.
So somebody on the other end wants to get that coin.
Right.
So they want to ship that product as quickly as possible because they don't want the price of the Bitcoin to go crazy, you know, in the time frame, because it could be to their detriment. It could be to their benefit, but it could also be to their detriment. Anyway, they want the time window of delivery to be as short as possible. Well, now if the time window of delivery is like that, sometime in June,
whenever,
then it's over. So it's curtains for Purse. This has put them out of business, and it's tragic. Because it was one of the most attractive reasons to sell somebody on cryptocurrency was like, hey, you could save 20% at Amazon.
And you could buy stuff on Amazon with crypto. I mean, that in and of itself.
Yeah. So that's my thoughts, Ryan. It was because of what Amazon did.
Yeah, first of all, I thought Purse was great. I bought a bunch of Bitcoin from a former advertiser with you, Express Coin, a long time ago.
Wow, that's a long time.
on top of the thousands I made off that purchase, but saving thousands on stuff I was buying on Amazon.
Right.
I had thought that maybe that was the idea behind them closing, but I would think that'd be a temporary shutdown instead of sending a letter out like we're done for good.
Maybe there was more to it.
Somebody picks it back up.
Maybe it wasn't always that profitable, but they made it work for several years, so it must have been working.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah, I tend to think, so Amazon kicked us to the curb some time ago, and you know they had done it progressively over the years. They kept on tightening the rules and tightening the rules because they didn't want affiliates anymore. And I suspect Amazon just sort of feels like, especially right now when they're flush with cash because everybody's at home ordering things, we just don't need this stuff. There's smile.amazon.com, which is, we'll give it to the approved charity of your choice. But that's it. And I think they just, you know, generally don't want to give any cut of the sale to anybody for anything.
I did find a website that it offers gift cards at a discount. So there may be a way to kind of still get a discount by selling your Bitcoin. I haven't tried it yet, so I'm not saying what it is. Thanks, Ryan, for the call, and I will give it a shot. We'll see how it is, and I'll let you know what I find out. More coming up here, 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us. Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good.
These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-FREE. Some states are saying they're going to reopen. Well, what's that going to mean exactly? Because it isn't what you think.
Yeah, what you think when a state says they're going to reopen is just, okay, go ahead, reopen.
Ta-da! Nope.
It's all better.
Nope. It's going to be all worse. And let me tell you about it coming up here. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, share your thoughts about this insanity that we're going through collectively. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts first, though. We're going to... Oh. I also want to say thank you to JP, who's a Free Talk Live amplifier, somebody who amps the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to support what we do here on Free Talk Live, where we talk about freedom pretty much 7 nights a week, open phones all the time. If you appreciate the work that we do, then please do like JP has done. Join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks and some bennies from joining up. Get to connect with other amplifiers and special amp-only areas and such. And you can help us get on more radio stations where we can spread the ideas of freedom and liberty. They've never been more needed than previous. So you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. David is on the line. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. Listening to WEEO. David in Pennsylvania. Going once. David in Pennsylvania. Maybe we got a technical difficulty. I'm going to put him back on hold. Perhaps he was in a bad cell or something. We'll have our board op check on him here in a little bit. All right, so here's some of the details, the ugly, ugly details. What's it going to look like if you... in Texas, the supposed one of the first states to supposedly begin reopening, they say that So, of course, there are...
I believe beaches opened in Florida today, by the way.
Some beaches have reopened in Florida, and there are, of course, rules that are applying, apparently, to those beaches. But the reopened services that they're talking... So you have the essential services that have been open in their, you know, changed form. The reopened services will begin on April 24th at 12:01 a.m. Retail services that are not essential services, this is straight from the governor's order that I'm reading to you here, but that may be provided through pickup, delivery by mail, or delivery at the customer's doorstep in strict compliance with the terms required by the DSHS. DHS requirements may be found at blah, 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 which I pulled up the blah, 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 and pulled up a document. There's several documents on this page. Here's one of them. This is the guidance for employers, employees, and customers of reopened retail services. So, again, this is the group of companies that will be allowed to now deliver to you in the parking lot. You can't come in.
If it's a liquor store or a bar, mm-hmm. and they open at midnight...
Bars will not be allowed to open.
Yeah. I was thinking that if they open at midnight, then suddenly you could open at midnight and then begin serving immediately.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all those old restrictions about hours are going to apply to liquor establishments. But let me give you this here. So this is the guidance. They're using the term guidance, but it's not guidance.
And then it says strict compliance.
Yeah, this is strict compliance. If you want to reopen your retail business, you got to follow whatever the Texas Department of State Health Services has to say. What's that? You don't offer, you know, health-related services? You didn't think you'd ever be regulated by the DSHS? Well, now you are. I'm an employee of a retail business reopening. What should I do to keep myself and our customers safe? All employees must be trained on environmental cleaning and disinfection, hand hygiene, and respiratory etiquette. So now every teenager, every low-skill fast food or, you know, whatever retail worker that's out there now has to become an expert on environmental cleaning and disinfecting for $7 an hour or, you know, $10 an hour or whatever it is they're making.
My favorite part is the government has these people, like, for 13 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they don't know this stuff. But now they have to be trained, right? Like, you know, I sure can diagram a sentence, but I don't know I have not been trained on environmental cleaning, right? You know, at this moment in time, it becomes the business's job to train people on environmental cleaning or whatever the case may be.
And apparently it becomes their cost as well.
Hey, you think you're having...
What idiot doesn't know how to wash their hands?
You think that, well, there's going to be new training videos about that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But
right.
You think that it's hard enough to run a business? You're barely making it as is. You've made it through the month shutdown, and you're ready to reopen the doors on a skeleton crew because you've already let a bunch of people off. Well, guess what? Now you've got to hire somebody to screen all employees before coming into the business for new or worsening cough, shortness of breath, sore throat, loss of taste or smell, feeling feverish, or a measured temperature greater than or equal to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So now when you come to work, you're going to have to go through a health screening in order to hit the sales floor. Upon entering the business...
Wait, this is important. So 98.6 is like that average, I often hit that. I'm sometimes a little warm. My wife tends to be a little cool. I also think this is a sex-based thing, right? Like, you know, that women tend to be cooler than men. They just don't have as much body mass.
Okay.
Just a guess. That's just me guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I run a little hot and 99 isn't really hot for me, then somebody out there is on the end of that bell curve.
Right.
And they run at 100.
Right.
Now, I have a question.
You can't work ever again.
What happens to that person?
Right.
It says here you have to be sent home.
Right. So that's it.
Upon entering the business, employees must wash or sanitize hands. All employees must wear face coverings. Employees must maintain at least a 6-foot separation from one another. This is all what they have to do just to reopen.
How are you going to accomplish anything? Like, what if you have to hand something to another person?
It's ridiculous.
It just says face covering, so I can wear anything I want. I'll just be wearing my Cobra Commander helmet.
Well, don't
worry. I'll talk like this.
I'll talk like this. It's not over.
Cobra!
Now you need to know the details for customers. I'm a customer. How do I purchase and obtain goods from a retail store that has just reopened? Remember, you can't go in, and that's point number one. Customers may purchase items from a retail location for pickup, delivery by mail, or delivery to the customer's doorstep, but may not enter the premises.
Why have a storefront at all? I mean, these people that have spent money and have leases, some businesses, the lease term...
Just have a warehouse.
...standard is like 10 years. So there's businesses that have entered into leases that aren't going to end for 10 years that can do what now?
Yeah, there's this great meme. You've got Lisa from The Simpsons there. She's built a castle out of Legos, and it says, business owners, talking about Lisa, and, you know, two mortgages, several loans, 5 years of preparation, you know, and then the castle's basically her business. And then the next scene is Bart standing over a crushed castle with says government across him, and Lisa's crying. Because, you know, in 1 week...
Yep.
The state dashed the dreams of so many business owners, and forget the people that, you know, their key employees, the ones that are with them in it, and that kind of thing. You know, they suffer too. But, hey, you know, it's all for the good of the introverts.
All payments should be done over the phone or internet if possible. So there is a little bit of leeway there. You could say that you don't have the internet, maybe they'll take cash from you. And contact should be minimized if remote payment is not available. Purchased items should be delivered by the employee to the back seat or trunk of the customer's vehicle whenever possible to minimize physical contact with the customer. So don't get out of your car, customer. We can't have you inspecting the thing that we're putting in your trunk. You just got to trust that we got you the right item. We're just going to drop it back in here. Oh, nope, don't get out. The government says you can't get out.
$300 in groceries, and I don't need to check and see whether you put my ribeyes in the bag, right?
Employees, well, no, you're still going to be allowed to go into the grocery store because that's an essential service.
Fine, what's the non-essential?
Not every other retailer that's been locked down.
Except so like Home Depot.
The shoe store.
No, Home Depot's been it's essential.
Okay. I don't know what's essential.
The shoe store. That's a good example for you. And a zillion other retailers. Yeah. Okay. Employees must wash or sanitize their hands after each interaction with a customer. So much for efficiency. You know, used to be you could just go from one customer to the next, getting things done. Well, nope. Oh, sir, you've now got to go. You've come back in the building after delivering something into that customer's truck. You're going to have to go wash your hands. You took cash from a customer. You're going to have to go wash your hands.
Well, when I was at the grocery store, the poor lady that was doing it had to do her hands and then the conveyor belt and all the other relevant spots every single
time. It's insane. And it's going to it's justifying the germaphobes out there, and it's going to drive them off the deep end even further, and it's going to create new ones. Retail delivery, they talk about how purchased items should be delivered to customers' doorsteps. They may not enter the customer's house or business. So if you wanted to, like, you know, help an old lady, because maybe she can't carry the thing that you're delivering to her. You got a new television set or whatever. Some old lady comes to the door. Like, sorry, lady.
What about government? People who don't have cars.
Well, there's delivery.
Delivery. But I mean, like, you can't call. I mean, what if that retailer doesn't offer delivery and they're only curbside pickup?
I guess you got to go to another retailer. So the customer should wash or sanitize their hands after the transaction, but they can't mandate that, so they're just saying should. So there's some details for you about what you're going to have to do in Texas to be part of this reopened business.
I would imagine you'd have to get certified as well before you can reopen.
I suspect you're right about that. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. People shall also avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, food courts, visiting gyms, message establishments, tattoo studios, piercing studios, and more coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.